要你体现中国的文化举办。
Our design needed to reflect Chinese culture and the ideals of the Olympic movement. We should not only know China, but also the world.We drew our core inspiration from Chinese characters and calligraphy, and then adopted modern and abstract graphic symbols in our designs.
Lin Cunzhen, a Beijing-based designer, is well known for having created the Chinese character-inspired emblem for the 2022 Winter Olympics. The emblem named Winter Dream has been praised by President of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach,as a symbol of ambition and a unique blend of modern and ancient traditions. With decades of experience in both teaching and artistic design, Lin is committed to enhancing cultural exchanges between China and the rest of the world.
Our culture must be embedded in our designs so that we can present China to the world.This is a duty not only for me, but also for other Chinese designers. It's very important for us to promote Chinese culture through our work and help the world better understand China.
But what does the emblem of the 2022 Winter Olympics look like? And how has Lin grown to be a creative designer? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
In December 2017, the Beijing 2022 organizers unveiled the official emblem for the Games. Designed by Chinese artist Lin Cunzhen, the Olympic emblem resembles a skater at the top and a skier at the bottom. The flowing ribbon-like motif between them symbolizes the host country's rolling mountains,Olympic venues, ski runs, and skating rinks. The use of blue in the emblem represents dreams, the future, and the purity of ice and snow, while red and yellow, the colors of China's national flag, symbolize passion, youth, and vitality. In an exclusive interview with our program, Lin says the design was inspired by the Chinese character for winter.
冬奥会它实际上是一个像国际
The Winter Olympics is a platform for the host country to showcase its culture to the world. The Chinese character is one of the cultural genes of the Chinese nation. It is a writing system originating from inscriptions on bones and tortoise shells in ancient times that has been continuously used throughout history.The Chinese character can represent Chinese culture. Therefore, we chose the Chinese character Dong for our emblem design. The character meaning winter fits the theme of the Winter Olympics very well.
Lin reveals that designing the emblem was a very complex process. It took years for her to finish the final product. Back in 2013, when China launched its bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics,Lin had started to work on a design for an emblem to accompany the bidding efforts.
There must be a temporary emblem for the Winter Olympics that the country intends to host. Chinese officials began to solicit designs for the emblem at the end of 2013. They determined the final design for the emblem in March 2014. It was my design that was chosen.During the whole process of China's bid to host the 2022 Winter Olympics, the emblem was being used.
Lin says this design was also based on the Chinese character Dong, although it was slightly different and simpler than the final emblem for the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. In July 2015, when Beijing was awarded the right to host the 2022 Winter Olympics and Paralympics,The design of a new official and permanent emblem was on the agenda of the organizers. Lin was encouraged to join the selection process, but she hesitated.
At the time, many of my fellow teachers and friends, as well as officials from the 2022 Winter Olympics Organizing Committee, encouraged me to design a new emblem for the Games.At first, I was not willing to do this. I had made great efforts to design the emblem for the bidding process. Now I was asked to do a similar but improved and better design. In other words, I had to beat myself and redo my own work. I felt it was too difficult for me.
In the end, Lin agreed to try after rounds of persuasion and encouragement from her friends. Ideas for her new design soon followed.
然后后来就仔细地在看。
I began by making a detailed effort to undertake research and consider how to design the new emblem. It was a long process of research and thinking. I thought about what the difference should be between my old and new design.
After a careful review, Lynn decided to follow the same basic idea when designing the new emblem, which was also based on the Chinese character Dong. Starting in 2016, Lynn got down to work on the new emblem, which took her at least 15 months of intensive and creative efforts. After her design was included on a short list of candidate designs, Lynn still had to go over her design repeatedly to perfect it.
When the new emblem was released, a reporter asked me how many times I had revised it. This was very difficult to count. At the end of January 2017, I knew my design was included on the shortlist. I revised it again and again until November 2017, just a month before its official release to the public. During all these months, my team and I went through an intensive period of revising and modification. I think thousands of documents or versions of the design were produced by us during this process.
Lynn had to cater to the needs of a variety of clients. The organizing committee of the 2022 Winter Olympics, the International Olympic Committee, the athletes, as well as the public, both from home and abroad.
Our design needed to reflect Chinese culture and the ideals of the Olympic movement. We should not only know China, but also the world. We drew our core inspiration from Chinese characters and calligraphy, and then adopted modern and abstract graphic symbols in our designs.
Lynn's hard and ingenious work paid off. Her design finally became the permanent official emblem of the 2022 Winter Olympics. In December 2017, during the emblem launch ceremony in Beijing, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, said via video that the emblem designed by Lynn was a symbol of ambitions and dreams.
This emblem will build the excitement and anticipation in China and around the whole world for our shared goal of outstanding Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022. With the emblem, there will be a common image for people throughout the globe to connect with. It stands for the vision of Beijing 2022, showcasing the best of China to the world, a unique blend of modern and ancient traditions, and of course, bringing the joy of winter sports to a new generation in China and beyond.
But how did Lynn grow to become a world-renowned artistic designer for the Olympics? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Lynn was born in Beijing in 1972. Her parents both worked as researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Born into a family of science, it seemed natural for her to follow in the footsteps of her parents rather than stepping into the world of art and design. But Lynn developed an interest in painting when she was a child.
My family didn't provide me with an artistic atmosphere when I was little, but I began a love for painting when I was in primary school. Knowing of my interest, my parents gave me some encouragement.
To give their daughter professional training, Lynn's parents recommended that she study with Chen Weixin, a renowned artist of traditional Chinese painting who lived in their neighborhood.
I gathered up a collection of my paintings and went to knock on the door of the painter. At the time, I presumed my mom had already told Mr. Chen that I would come. It turned out that she had not. I bravely told Mr. Chen who I was and that I wanted to learn with him. The occasion was awkward, but Mr. Chen was very tolerant. He looked at my paintings and gave me some advice. Then he allowed me to observe when he taught a group of postgraduates learning painting with him. He also taught me how to improve after I copied a painting. I think this experience marked my first professional association with art.
From primary school to junior middle school, Lin kept learning and practicing painting both at school and after class. Besides painting, the energetic girl developed a wide range of extracurricular activities, such as playing softball and playing the pipa, a traditional Chinese musical instrument. But to save more time for her school studies, she had to give them up and retain only painting, her favorite hobby and passion.
I was that kind of student who liked playing. I was curious about many things and wanted to try everything. My principal once told my parents that I did too many things and must retain only one extracurricular hobby. Otherwise, it would have a negative impact on my school performance. My mom asked me to make a choice. I agreed and focused only on painting in my spare time.
Lin kept a good balance of dividing her time between curriculum studies and learning painting during her teenage years from junior to senior middle school. In 1991, 19-year-old Lin enrolled at the Beijing Institute of Graphic Communication as an undergraduate of artistic design. Over the next 4 years, she received the best professional training in terms of artistic design that China could offer at that time.
I began to learn a lot about art and design after I enrolled at the Beijing Institute of Graphic Communication. Thanks to the institute's emphasis on science and engineering, I learned many things which a typical liberal arts college, such as the Central Academy of Fine Arts, Tsinghua University's Academy of Arts and Design, and Beijing Institute of Fashion Technology, would not have taught. These things included linear algebra, physics, chemistry, and knowledge about printing materials. I learned them all, which laid a good foundation for my wide range of practical knowledge about design later in my career.
In 1995, Lin graduated from the institute. She found a job at the National Press and Publication Administration, beginning her career as an artistic designer. She worked for the Barcode Center affiliated with the administration.
As we know, there is a barcode on every publication. The center I worked for is responsible for managing the barcodes of all the periodicals, books, and so on published across the country. At the same time, I was also involved in designing book covers.
During her work at the center, Lin began using the most advanced design tool at the time, an Apple II computer, which was not widely used in China.
My boss told me that this computer was superb for design, and foreign countries mostly used it for design work. I began to learn how to use the computer to help me make designs. Back in 1995, I learned how to use various kinds of software, such as Photoshop, that were installed on the computer. This was how it looked when I started my career in artistic design.
Lin was a fast learner and she quickly stood out in her work. 1 year later, she co-founded the Art and Design magazine with her colleague, Qian Zhu.
In 1996, my colleague Qian Zhu graduated from the Beijing Institute of Fashion Technology at the Barcode Center of the National Press and Publication Administration. Only he and I worked as artistic designers. At the time, there were few magazines in China about art and design which could compare with similar foreign magazines. He advised me to join him in launching such a magazine, making use of the resources we could easily access while working for the administration. We made up our minds and did it.
After about 1 year's preparatory work, Lin and Qian officially launched the Art and Design magazine in 1997. The magazine, amounting to more than 100 pages, targeted domestic readers and provided information from around the world about art and design. As a co-founder and deputy chief of the magazine, Lin herself did reporting and editing for it.
Now, looking back, I think I was really bold and daring, like a newborn calf, knowing nothing about and not afraid of a tiger. If you asked me to launch a new magazine now, I would hesitate. It's a very difficult thing to do. But at the time, I didn't think too much about the difficulties. I just went to visit various designers and experts on publication, trying to elicit their counsel about how to run a magazine and get the latest information about foreign designers. We were passionate and just got on to work. And we made it.
Ever since its launch, Art and Design magazine has had a good reputation and circulation. Today, more than two decades after its inception, it is one of the best, if not the best, magazines in the field of art and design across China. For Lin, running the magazine has broadened her horizons and honed her design skills as she had to decide how to lay out the articles and graphics across its pages.
All the articles in the magazine were based on interviews with established designers. When I talked with and listened to them, I learned a lot about the experience and achievement, as well as professional and frontline knowledge concerning art and design.
One designer Lin interviewed proved to be crucial for her career. Rudy Bauer, a renowned Franco-Swiss graphic designer, came to Beijing to give lectures about design for 2 weeks in 1997. Lin reported all his lectures and activities during his stay in China.
During the 2 weeks, I attended his lectures given at the Central Academy of Arts and Crafts. At the same time, whenever he was free, I would ask him to teach me how to design my magazine. He gave me a one-on-one lecture, coaching me on how to improve the appearance of the magazine. He helped me with every detail of the typography and layout of the magazine. I learned a lot from him. This also made me feel that my knowledge and skills concerning design was limited.
During the process, Lin left a deep impression on Bauer. Every time Bauer told her how to revise the typography and layout of her magazine, Lin would work late into the night to finish the revisions according to his suggestions.
When I showed the revisions made to the more than 100-page draft magazine the next day, he was surprised. He knew that I must have worked late into the night to revise the draft. It took a lot of effort to redo the typography and layout of a 100-page magazine in a short time. He was moved by my hard work. Then he advised me to revise it again. And one day later, I would show him a new revision. During this process, I established a good relationship with him.
Eager to improve herself, Lin asked Bauer whether she could enroll at the College of Graphic and Book Arts in Leipzig, where he served as a faculty member. Seeing great potential in Lin, Bauer recommended her to the college. 2 years after their first meeting, Lin began a three-year journey in Leipzig. She became a formal student of Bauer at the College of Graphic and Book Arts in the German city. Lin recalls that studying at the college opened a new world to her.
What left the deepest impression on me in Germany were the differences to what I had learned when I was a college student in China. The teaching style of the German college was different from that of a typical Chinese art college. The former put more emphasis on bringing out individual thinking and creativity of the students themselves, and German students are good at thinking and inclined to approach design from a philosophic perspective.
While she was studying in Germany, Lin had already made up her mind to become a teacher herself, bringing what she had learned back to China. In 2002, she graduated from the German college and returned to her native land. But what laid ahead for this aspiring and emerging artist? Let's find out after a short break. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
In 2002, Lin returned to her hometown, Beijing, and joined the faculty of the Central Academy of Fine Arts. Now, nearly two decades have passed. She's become a professor of design, teaching both undergraduates and postgraduates.
I am a graphic designer. The content of my courses is mainly about visual communication. I give my students training in information design, branding, and Winter Olympic design. I have also been working with other teachers to research the modern representation of cultural heritage.
Lin says the Central Academy of Fine Arts offers the best education in design within China.
There is a strong artistic atmosphere on the campus of the Central Academy of Fine Arts. It has good platforms from which to conduct international exchanges. It has many advantages in terms of providing a design education. When the Academy School of Design was founded in 2002, 80% of its teachers have studied overseas. Therefore, advanced teaching methods were introduced by them. The faculty includes many outstanding designers who have rich experiences both at home and abroad.
As well as devoting much of her time to cultivating the students' abilities, Lin has continued to work on the front line of practical design. Starting from 2003, Lin began her long-term association with the Olympic movement. Even though she's not an athlete, having given up her love for softball as a child, she's made designs for various Olympic games. For the Beijing Summer Olympics in 2008, she created a design for the Olympic torch. Drawing inspiration from the traditional Chinese concept of luck cloud, the torch was in a paper scroll shape and in a special shade of red that was first used on lacquerware in China's Western Han Dynasty about 2,000 years ago. She was also one of the designers for a set of pictograms used for the Beijing 2008 Olympic Games. Using the strokes of seal characters as their basic form, the pictograms comprise of 35 sporting icons. They integrate the pictographic charm of inscriptions on bones and bronze objects in ancient China with the simplified embodiment of modern graphics. Lin and her fellow designers skillfully use the effect of sharp contrast between the black and white colors to display distinct motion character, graceful aesthetic perception of movement, and rich cultural connotations. Her design works have also been seen at the 2010 Shanghai World Expo, Nanjing 2014 Summer Youth Olympic Games, and other similar events. With all her designs, Lin takes the promotion of Chinese culture as her mission.
Our culture must be embedded in our designs so that we can present China to the world. This is a duty not only for me, but also for other Chinese designers. It's very important for us to promote Chinese culture through our work and help the world better understand China.
Lin is now well known as a designer of the emblem of the 2022 Winter Olympics. She's currently busy designing decorations for the various sport venues and landscaping of the upcoming games. Lin is modest about her achievements, saying she's not a master of artistic design.
I am just an experienced designer in some fields, especially in the field of designing for the Olympic Games and other similar areas. It's more appropriate to describe me as such.
And she hopes her students will surpass her achievements in the future.
I certainly hope the students will do better than the teachers. The next generation of designers will be armed with newer knowledge and broader horizons as China is developing very fast. I believe they will be better positioned and surpass me.
With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. From our program producer, Yinshou Qi, this is Tony Reed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye for now.